Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
All right, we got him on the line with us right now. Lee Sardar joining us now. He was Zion Williamson's head coach in high school. Coach, how are you?
I'm fabulous. How are you guys doing today?
Good. Listen, I'm curious to know, obviously there's so much excitement down here when the Pelicans won the number one pick. They won the draft lottery, got the number one pick, and that all means Zion Williamson likely to head to New Orleans. When you saw a lot of the national pundits, you know Zion well. When you saw a lot of the national pundits saying, hey, Zion shouldn't come to New Orleans, would that be out of his character to say something like that, to do something like that? Like, hey, I'm not coming to New Orleans?
No. Zion is one of them unique individuals who loves the game of basketball. And his goal was to make it to the NBA. And it seemed like that's going to happen. And I think whoever drafted him, he was going to be happy, or he is going to be happy, and he's gonna take that team to a whole another level.
Lee, tell me about his personality. Would you describe him as an alpha personality?
Yeah, he's definitely a strong individual on the basketball court, but off the basketball court, he's actually a shy individual, but on the basketball court you wouldn't know it because he placed the game with such a strong personality out there. He just demand his way on the court and his demand his presence on the court and just outstanding. But off the court, not so much.
Is he a leader, though, on and off the court?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, he's a natural leader. He's a servant first, and you don't see that in people nowadays. Everybody wants to be served. Everybody wants their way, and Zion is not like that. Zion wants his teammates to do well. He definitely wants whatever organization or team he's playing for to do well. And his mentality is he's going to do what he can as an individual to make whatever situation he's in better.
Lee Sardar coached Zion Williamson in high school at Spartanburg. He's now Eskrin college basketball coach in Erskine. And coach,
yes.
Would you describe Zion as a guy that you knew early on? How early did you know that he was going to play in the NBA?
When I first saw him in the fifth grade, I thought he was pretty good. But a lot of times you see a fifth grader that's kind of different than other fifth graders. A little bit further ahead, you always think, well, high school maybe even college. But the first time I worked him out, which was between his eighth grade year and ninth grade year, I knew he had a chance to be very, very good. And then at some point in his ninth grade year, he started to do some amazing stuff. And I thought he had a chance to, you know, be ranked and be one of the best players in high school. And of course, as he continued to push himself, and of course I pushed him and other folks around him pushed him because that's what Zion wanted, and he ended up, of course, being the player that we see today.
Lee, is there a moment in his career in high school where you saw him do something and you were like, man, that's special. I've never seen any high school kid do that.
Well, I was fortunate enough to see we call them pros. You know, you can kind of tell a kid that's got the potential to be a pro even when they're in the ninth and tenth grade because of the way they move on the court and that sort of thing. But I remember Zion getting a steal at half court and doing a spin move and then another dribble and then finishing at the rim. Didn't dunk it, but a spin move and one dribble to cover that much distance without traveling, that was pretty amazing. And he continued to do stuff like that. A lot of people look at the dunks, but they really don't look at his skill set as a basketball player, which is way up above most people his age, which he's still 18 years old.
Lee, is there something? Can you tell us something about Zion that maybe the rest of us wouldn't know? A hidden talent, a hobby or anything like that.
Well, he's probably one of the most loyal and dedicated people I've met, and he has values way above most young people. He possesses some values that most young people don't possess. A lot of people think about what he does on the basketball court, but I've seen him throw a football about 70 yards. I've seen him hit a baseball over 400 feet. So I really think whatever Zion decided that he wanted to do, he was going to be probably the best at it.
How was he liked in high school by his teammates and also his fans, his peers?
Well, he as I said earlier, he's a servant. Has a servant heart. He puts everybody in front of himself, which is a rare quality. I think it's a strength that a lot of us don't have. Everybody wants to be a leader. Everybody wants to be out front, and because Zion is a great leader, he typically leads by example. And when you lead by example, people will follow you. And certainly had an impression on his teammates at Spartanburg Day School, and he had an impression on the entire school and the Spartanburg community. I think he elevated the Spartanburg community in South Carolina, and I think he was able to do that at Duke, and that's hard to do considering Duke is already at such an elevated level. But I think Zion Twy even took Duke to a level that they wasn't used to.
Lee Sartor, Erskine College basketball coach. He coached Zion Williamson in high school. Have you talked to him since winning the lottery? When was the last time you talked to him?
Yeah. I get to talk to him not as often as I used to, but I get to talk to him. He's happy. He's excited. He's working hard. Training and just getting better, all the stuff he needs to do to make himself into the best basketball player he can. He's doing those things.
Do you think there's a reason why he hasn't signed an agent yet?
Well, Zion and his family, they're a close-knit family. They've always been that way. I'm not surprised that they haven't signed an agent yet. I just know they're a close-knit family. They keep their circle small. I feel like I'm a part of the circle, but they're going to do, the family's going to do what they think is best for Zion. And, I think they're getting the help that they need to kind of navigate through this process. But I don't think they're going to be the type of family that's going to, push stuff and just kind of go with stuff without making sure it's the right situation or right person or organization for Zion.
Quickly, Lee, have you coached NBA players in the past that have made it to the NBA?
Oh, yeah. I've been very fortunate to have coached some kids that made it to the next level.
Where would you rank him against those guys?
Zion is the best kid I've ever coached. In fact, I think he's going to one day be the best player on the planet.
Lee Sartor coached Zion Williamson in high school at Spartanburg. He's now the coach at Erskine College. Lee, thanks so much for the time. We appreciate it.
Appreciate you guys having me on.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, a Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 45% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 45% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.